There's your 7 a.m. wake-up call from Rosie on the house. Good morning, Arizona, on a beautiful Saturday morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, an Arizona listening tradition for 27 years. We've got a fabulous show lined up for y'all today. It is jammed full of information. You're not going to want to miss one single minute of it. This spring, we've talked about it a couple times already. We're going to have pest infiltration everywhere. We just didn't have the winter we needed to kill a lot of those eggs. We're going to see ants and cockroaches and crickets and all them critters creeping and crawling all through your house this spring.
What do you mean, gonna see?
Gonna see.
They're already here.
Now, I'll tell you another thing you're going to expect this spring, too, is Jennifer and I were out hiking last weekend through the Sierra Ancha Wilderness area in the central part of Gila County. And, Romy, I want to tell you, as we climbed the hills and we just viewed out across this beautiful, high, upper Sonoran desert, it looked like someone had just covered the desert with just blobs of mustard. I mean, there was a sea of yellow, blooming palaverdes that just was absolutely breathtaking.
Take some pictures?
You know what? It reminded us while we were sitting there on the hill that we have not seen very many of our photo contests that we decided. Jennifer and I could win.
Did you win it?
Well, Jennifer and I could win the contest.
Excellent.
We were there with a couple friends. They took a picture of every blooming cactus and flower and bush and tree. There has to be at least a collection of 30 or 40 unbelievable pictures of the blooming desert. But what's that going to do to us here in the valley, or those of you that live in, out, and about around the deserts of Arizona? Sneezing, runny noses, burning eyes. It's going to be a horrible allergy season. And that's how I would sound if I didn't get my allergy shots that I've been getting for years and years. So we're going to have my allergist, Dr. Mike Manning, in studio at 7:30. We're going to also have an indoor air quality specialist here, Sharon Altanoff from Air Quality Specialist. And we're going to be talking about things you can do to kind of make your way through this, what is going to be a horrible allergy season. So y'all stay tuned for that. But I want to do a little feature here on Gila County. I think it's probably one of the little overlooked corners of Arizona.
Not a lot there, destination wise. When you've got the Grand Canyon, and when you've got the San Francisco Peaks and Flagstaff, when you have the shopping of the Kierland and all that stuff, or parks of Tucson. It's.
Well, I will tell you this: if you're interested in a little dose of history, and seeing some incredible high desert scenery, Gila County has it for you, man. I mean, as you're leaving Maricopa County, heading east, you're gonna head up through the Queen Creek Canyon, going up above Superior. You're gonna pass Boyce Thompson Arboretum. The first thing, that's always worth a stop. But you get to Globe in Miami. They were founded in the 1860s with a silver discovery. Globe was incorporated in 1907 in Miami. And when I say Miami, in Miami, they always look at me and they say, it's Miami.
Oh, really?
Miami.
Miami.
Miami was incorporated in 1918. Globe is the county seat for Gila County. It's at 350 feet. Now, think about this. It's at the foot of the Pinal Mountains. And off to the north, you have Tonto National Forest. You have the Sierra Ancha Wilderness Area, and you have Roosevelt Lake, which you may not know, because I didn't know.
Well,
is the most
do you know?
It is the most fished lake in Arizona.
I would have guessed that.
I would have guessed Powell. Yeah. So Roosevelt Lake,
that's too hard to get to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a point. That's a good point. So from Globe, you've got the Pinal Mountains, the Dripping Spring Mountains off to your south. You've got Roosevelt Lake, Tonto National Forest, and the Sierra Ancha Wilderness area off to the north. You've got one of the prettiest places in all of Arizona, just off to the east of you, the San Carlos Indian Reservation, which is absolutely one of my favorite places in all of Arizona.
I enjoy going to a place where you don't see anybody all day long.
Yeah, Jennifer and I.
And it's pretty country.
We took a road tour there.
You could go sit in courtside and not see anyone all day long, but it wouldn't be fun.
That's right. A bouse.
You would have fun.
Beautiful
out
bouse.
Out in San Carlos.
Yeah.
Beautiful country.
You know, and as you're making the full circle around that globe in Miami area, you've got that Pinto Creek and Queen Canyon Creek, that beautiful drive up through the tunnel. So a lot of very, very beautiful area in, out, and about and around globe in Miami.
I just looked up the county map line. I did not realize Payson was in Gila County.
Yes, it is.
Which means, and looking at it, my favorite town in Arizona is in Gila County.
Which one is that?
You can guess.
I can?
Yeah.
I give it Strawberry.
No.
Tell me.
No.
Don't make me guess.
You can guess. If you were leaving Roosevelt and you were going to drive north, there's only one town on this entire little dirt road.
Pumpkin Center is your favorite town
in
all of Arizona?
No, you're coming back up 188. This is the dirt road.
Seriously?
288. That comes out right at Willow Springs Lake up on the rim.
Maybe Young.
There you go.
A little town of Young, Arizona.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Well, that is an awful pretty area, another hard-to-reach place.
It is, and that's what I like about
it. Not on the way to anything.
But what I really like about it is all those things you just read. From where Young is at, you can drive south and be in the desert and fishing at Roosevelt. You're right on the edge of the pines, so you can go north just a slight bit, and you're in the Ponderosas. You're right at the transitional period of forest and high desert, and it's just wonderful country.
It is. I love Young. Awful pretty. Now, I learned a little bit about Globe in Miami. Now, I've been going to Globe in Miami now for 40 years, okay? It's under 10,000 people. They're both separate towns, both separate city halls, both separate police departments. And then there's this little area in between called Claypool. I have no idea what that is. I don't know if it's a neighborhood. I don't think it has its own city hall, but it's a little community in between. I'll tell you one thing about Globe Miami. There is no shortage of Mexican food. I think it is the Mexican food capital of all of Arizona. With under 10,000 people, I counted 22 Mexican restaurants. And that doesn't count fast food. That doesn't count the Taco Bell.
These are the mom and pop strip
These are the mom and pop. So you can't get a real strong hankering for a steak.
Crestline's not there anymore?
The Crestline isn't there, but it is reopened under the name of JR's. And in honor of Crestline, they do offer steaks, which are pretty good. They're not great, but they're pretty good.
But they had to go Mexican to stay in business, it sounded like.
I guess. We had dinner there one night. It was very nice. The one thing they should bring back from the Crestline is the homemade oatmeal ice cream.
I knew you were going to say that.
That I used to drive to Globe just to go get a bowl of that oatmeal cookie ice cream.
And you hear that and you think, gosh, that's gross. And I'm not a sweet tooth. And I love that.
I mean, it was hard to beat. But I will tell you this, for those of you covering through Gila County, if you're looking for a good steak, and I'll eat Mexican food once or twice, but I'm not going to have it four nights in a row. If you're looking for a good steak, the best steak in, out, and about, and around Globe in Miami is you have to go to the San Carlos Indian Reservation, the Apache Gold Casino, and eat at the steakhouse that's attached to the rodeo grounds,
mm-hmm.
not the restaurant that's in the casino. It was absolutely one of the better ribeyes I've ever had. So there's your best steak in Gila County right there. You want Mexican restaurant, you can't go wrong. I mean, there's some of the best Mexican food in all of Arizona there below Miami.
When you're saying that on Mexican food, you're talking this is like real Mexican food. It's not drowned in red enchilada sauce and smothered in green chilies. This is the real tasteful dry goat cheese.
This JR's, which is now the new Crestline, had some of the most flavorful Mexican food I've ever eaten. And then there's always, and then El Rey's closed, you know. They're right there on 60 in town. We always stopped with Dr. Mike. It was his favorite joint.
Where they would hand make the tortillas in the back.
That place is closed. It's chain linked up and closed up. But you got Guayos, which we ate at one night on the road up to Roosevelt. So Globe in Miami, just another little picture point. If you haven't been there, it'd be a great destination for a staycation. We'll be covering it a little bit more in the 9:30 segment. But right now, I want to pitch out to our roaming reporter. We actually have someone. Sweet Jennifer's not here today. She's actually out at the starting line for the Pat Tillman race. Let's get a report out what that looks like this morning. Morning, sweetheart.
Hey, good morning.
All right. So has your corral started the race yet?
You know what? It's kind of chaos today. There's a huge wreck on the 51, and so they had to shut down everything, and there was thousands of little blue shirt runners stacked up. So there's a lot of movement, people trying to get into place. Everybody's late, so I'm not sure they'll start on time or not, but it is just a sea of people.
That's
okay,
awesome.
Okay, Katie says they have started, so we'll just have to step in and see what we can do here. But we drove down to the train station at 38th and Washington, and that was full. I mean, it's just craziness. So I think it'll be a fun day. It's beautiful outside. It's cooler than normal, and everybody seems excited.
The Pat Tillman race in commemoration of Mr. Pat Tillman.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody wears those T-shirts proudly.
And I understand there are also shadow runs in other communities around Arizona for the same purpose, commemorating this event.
Yuma and Flagstaff have their own races, and they're actually all across the country.
Across the country, wow.
Yeah, I gave Romy a list there.
There's Albuquerque, New Mexico, Atlanta, Georgia, Los Angeles, Milwaukee,
that's
Oklahoma
awesome.
City,
Savannah,
a lot of them here.
And if you just want to honor Pat today and you didn't sign up, then you just get out there and run yourself a 4.2-mile run in your neighborhood.
All right, before the race, you have to declare what your running time is going to be. You're running with Katie, our daughter. What did she declare her time to be?
Well, Katie declared she can't remember, but she thinks for how many minutes?
38 or 40.
All right.
And I'll be a good 10 minutes behind that.
And then how about Carol Grace? Where is she going to be in that group?
Well, Katie signed her up with her, so.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Then we've got Miss Chloe at 5 years old here in the stroller, and she's going to run the kids' race afterwards.
And that's a 0.42 miles, right?
That's right.
A little less than a half a mile.
In the stadium, so that'll be fun.
All right. Well, there's nothing quite as adrenaline feeding as the start of one of those races. I used to get excited just getting checked in and getting your number the night before.
Well, right now I thought I could run 10 miles, but we'll see how it goes.
All right, girlfriend, take it easy. We'll see you at the end of the race.
Okay, have a good show.
All right, we'll do our best. We'll do our absolute best. Folks, we'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere. It's Rosie on the House.